one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out this hour with Ellen Brown. Ellen wrote a very, very interesting article for a magazine called Yes, Y-E-S. It is a very, very interesting publication. You can get it on the newsstand. You can subscribe to it. You can do whatever you want. But in that particular article entitled How the Bailout Killed Local Lending and How Some States Hope to Bring It Back, she started out the article by talking a little bit about what TARP actually did. And let me give you a direct quote here. The Wall Street bailout of 2008 has radically altered the banking system. The bailout was supposed to keep credit flowing to Main Street, but it has wound up having the opposite effect. Small and medium-sized businesses have traditionally been the main engines for increasing employment, and they need bank credit for their working capital, but today credit to local businesses has collapsed nearly everywhere. Very, very interesting situation. Another example of why what's going on financially, in Big Al's humble opinion, in the United States is simply not working. Ellen, could you elaborate a little bit for us?
Yes. Hi. Well, the first thing that has happened is that the smaller banks have been they've gone bankrupt, and they've been eaten up by the large banks. The large banks, of course, were bailed out. So now we have 40% of all deposits and 48% of all bank assets are held by five banks. And those banks aren't lending to Main Street at all. But the biggest recipients of TARP funds were Bank of America and Wells Fargo.
Right.
And Bank of America has cut back on its lending to small business by 94%. In other words, they're just not doing it. And Wells Fargo has cut back by 64%. And altogether, lending to small business in generally has been cut by half, by 53%. So they're, for small businesses to get loans, they're dependent on the local banks, which they always have been, but the local banks are shrinking. Like where I live, my two local banks that I used to have accounts at both of them, they've both gone bankrupt and they've both been taken over by Wall Street banks. We don't have any local banks right where I live.
Interestingly enough, we're pretty short on them up here. Also, it was funny. We just purchased a new home and did a small mortgage through what I thought was a local bank. And guess who's carrying the mortgage? Wells Fargo. Having said that, you know, the reason, from a business standpoint, the reason, and this is not an approval on my part at all, but the reason that the banks are doing this is because with the low interest rates right now that they are facing, in terms of their cost of borrowing, they can make a whack of money doing something else that doesn't involve really helping the country at all. It doesn't involve helping businesses, but it sure does increase their profits. Can you elaborate a little bit on that one, how they're making 2.5% on a risk-free investment?
Right. Well, the Fed funds rate was dropped by the Federal Reserve to 0.2%. Well,
right.
0 to 0.25, but it works out to 0.2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so banks can borrow for almost nothing from each other, and then they can turn around and buy long-term government bonds, for example, at 3%. Or they can. It's a very good deal for speculators because what they do with these high-frequency trading programs is they're making a teeny profit off of they're arbitraging prices with different things, a small error in price, I guess. And if they can borrow very cheaply, then they can leverage that and they can make a lot of money. I mean, they make a lot of money in a lot of trades. But if it costs them to borrow, obviously, then that little tiny profit's not going to work for them. So they've just been totally encouraged to speculate in commodities, currencies, all things that work against us. Plus, the big Wall Street banks are investing in companies abroad that compete with our companies. Altogether, it's hurting the local economy that the Wall Street banks have all these perks because they haven't been passed on to us or to the local banks.
Well, you know, a couple of things that's really interesting about that, and you know, this is a sad commentary, in my opinion, on the policies of our government. But, you know, number one, the real winners from this are the you know, the various personnel of the banks who are getting these huge, huge bonuses based on this great return that they're getting that's doing absolutely nothing to help the community. You know, and here's another quote that's really interesting, because it's interesting because we have an economy on the ropes here in the United States. And listen to this. What we're talking about, quote, equally important, this hurts the producers of real goods and services who are looking for loans. At present, the prime rate is around 3.25%. What self-respecting bank would lend at 5% or even 10% and wait a whole year when they can earn more in just a few weeks by trading in financial instruments? Well, you know, I have to tell those of our listeners who are active on our blog, you know, yeah, you guys are right about what you know, about the folks who you call the banksters. What do you think about that, Ellen?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. This whole, well, I just wrote a follow-up article. This whole $600 billion QE2 bailout, or QE2 quantitative easing, where the Federal Reserve bought government bonds off the banks, all of that money, it turns out, has wound up in European banks. It didn't even make it into our economy. I mean, not only did it not make it to the government, when I first heard about QE2, I said, oh, well, good idea. That's who should be funding the government, would be the Fed, because it's interest-free. I mean, the best place you can borrow is from your own central bank, because you
sure
get the money back. But it didn't go to the government. None of that money went to the government, and it didn't go to our local banks, and it certainly didn't go to the people, the businesses, and the homeowners that need to get loans. And meanwhile, the way that Fed set it all up has actually frozen the interbank lending market, because they're now paying interest on reserves. So that's another thing. Now they have $1.6 trillion in reserves that are just sitting there.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to lend in the Fed funds market. The banks don't want to lend to each other, because if you can get 0.25% guaranteed from the Fed, and you get to hold on to your own reserves, why would you let go of them at the same rate, and maybe you won't get them back from some other bank that might go bankrupt in the meantime?
Well, here's another interesting quote. Elizabeth Warren, who is the chair of the TARP Congressional Oversight Panel, was quoted. This is a direct quote. She says, Wall Street banks have cut back on small business lending by more than double the cutback in overall lending. Options just keep disappearing. Well, you know, I have to tell you, for those folks who are very critical about what's going on in the U.S. right now, for those folks who have the philosophy that, you know, a few people, major, you know, a few major banks pull all of the strings, I mean, Ellen, it strikes me that this is proof positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to get conspiratorial about it, it
no,
doesn't look
I'm not
bad.
Yeah, no, but
I mean, whether it's intentional or not, that's the thing. I wouldn't even say, I saw this article, well, it was in Zero Hedge, and they said that Ben Bernanke should be impeached for this, that all the money wound up in Europe.
Yeah.
But really, the Federal Reserve just did what they had to do, which is, this is how they always buy bonds, is they announce that they're going to have an auction.
Right.
And then there are 20 dealers, and then the 20 dealers submit secret bids, and they take the best bid. Well, the best bidders were the Europeans, for you can understand why, because, well, that's the problem. There are 12 of those banks are actually
mm-hmm.
foreign banks with branches in the U.S. 12 of our primary dealers are foreign banks. So the foreign banks outbid everybody else because they wanted the money. First of all, they have this liquidity crisis of their own in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, they can profit from the carry trade because they have higher interest rates in their countries.
You know, it's really funny, but sometimes I wonder if anybody other than myself and yourself and a lot of the guests on our program and a lot of our listeners really aren't the only people who really have the best interest of our great country at heart. You know, I hate to be getting cynical, but I have to tell you, you know, the more about this that I learn, the more it becomes obvious to me that, you know, you got to do what you can to protect yourself and your family. Ellen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Al.
to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with my friend Steve Taylor. Steve is an analyst. Steve does all the regulatory work for our company. That's his division in total. Steve's a graduate, for those of you who haven't heard him for a while, of Claremont McKenna, graduated in economic history. Very, very bright, insightful guy. Earlier this week, I posed a question to Steve, and my question was, what do you attribute the disparity too, between resource stocks and the commodities that they're involved with. And Steve has some really, really interesting ideas, and I think you're going to find those to be very interesting. Stephen, you're on, my friend.
Well, as we've discussed in the past, Al, commodity prices and stock prices usually don't follow that closely. There's several reasons for that. I mean, the first of all is, here we are sitting in the United States, and we say, wow, gold's really been doing great. Gold, in the last 2 years in the U.S., is up about 62%. But what a lot of people tend to forget is, a lot of these companies that produce gold or are exploring for gold or even other commodities outside the U.S., their inputs, that is, their costs, are in other things besides U.S. dollars, which we tend to measure gold. And also because of the currency fluctuations and the strengthening or weakening of the U.S. dollar versus other currencies, the price of gold in these home currencies hasn't risen nearly as much as it has in the U.S., and it's much less impressive on the rise. So you look at, say, Australia, which, of course, is one of the major gold producers in the world. Over the last 2 years, where gold in the U.S. is up about 62% U.S. dollars, gold in Australia is only up about 22%. So, I mean, a huge difference there. You look at Canada, because the Canadian dollar has been so darn strong against the U.S. dollar, the gold price in Canadian dollars is only up about 32%. South Africa has done better. They're up about 41%. But even so, in all those currencies, it really pales against what it's been here in the U.S.
Yeah. And you think that's part of the reason, perhaps, the enthusiasm for some of the exploration development stage companies isn't as high as you would think it would be?
I think that's a tremendous input into why that's been a problem for a lot of these companies. Another problem has been that, of course, when to produce these commodities or to even explore, there's a lot of costs involved, and the costs have really soared, in many cases, a lot more than the price of gold. So in a lot of these cases, a lot of these mines or potential mines, the economic viability has actually slipped because of the costs involved.
That's interesting.
I mean, even looking at the price of oil, you look at oil over that same two-year period, it's almost 100% increase.
Yeah,
and oil or diesel and those is a major cost involved, particularly when you're talking about potential mines where you have to transport ore, you have to develop ore, the price of diesel necessary to run all the equipment is up. So, I mean, really the costs involved have risen as much or in some cases more than the price of gold has.
Steve, now, what I'm hearing you say would lead perhaps our listeners to the conclusion that mining companies aren't necessarily a good place to invest right now. I personally think that they are, and I've got some strong reasons for that. But what's your opinion there?
Oh, I think they definitely are, but you have to pick the right one, and you have to realize that the price of the commodities isn't necessarily reflected so much in the price of the individual stock prices. I think you really have to dig a little bit further, and you have to look at the individual companies and their individual prospects, and not go by the idea that a rising tide raises all boats, because that's not necessarily the case when you're dealing with, particularly with exploration or development stage companies, where there's a lot of potential in them, but there's also a lot of pitfalls as well. You really got to be a little bit more selective and sort through those companies than if you were just to go out and buy one of the major producers that is more leveraged to the price of gold.
I'm thinking right now that another one of the reasons that perhaps some of the smaller companies haven't really received the attention that they would have in the past is there really isn't a major reason aside from, you know, terrible economic conditions, aside from, you know, some real questions about the viability of the U.S. currency, etc. There haven't been any major exciting area plays, for lack of better terms. You know, in the past, we had the diamond situation in northern Canada. We've had some huge gold camps in eastern Canada that have elicited a lot of interest. This year, the big deal was supposed to be the area play that's going on in the Yukon. And I'm invested in companies that are up at the Yukon. And, yeah, they're getting some attention. New York Times, for example, came out. The Wall Street Journal came out, wrote a couple of articles on the potential for investments in that particular area. But that really hasn't taken hold like I thought it would.
Oh, I think that's a big effect on a lot of these companies, because a lot of people Yeah, they'll buy a junior resource company. They'll buy an exploration company if it's a good story. But in many cases, to get a lot of investors in, it really takes a lot of excitement. It takes something to really get the juices flowing, get them excited about that company or that area, something like that. And as you said, since say BRIAX, the Canadian Diamond Rush, there hasn't been many of those to really get a rush of people in. Over the last year, we saw quite a bit on rare elements, rare earth elements.
Sure.
That really raised a lot of those stock prices up. But there aren't that many of those companies out there. So that really, it got some attention from, as you say, New York Times, that sort of thing. So that really helped a lot of those stocks. There's been a couple other examples. For instance, lithium for a little bit. That was a bit of an anomaly. Lithium companies really soared briefly based on a promotion from a U.S. company and really pushed some of those companies up. But for the most part, there hasn't been that much excitement.
No, there really hasn't, and that's I don't know. It's fortunate on the one hand because we don't really have, you know, not uncharacteristically, but unrealistic share prices right now. I think we got pretty fair share prices right now in the segment of the junior companies, exploration and development stage. But, you know, I have to tell you, with what's going on around the world, and I talk about this a lot, but with what's going on around the world with the economic turmoil, you know, in so many countries just literally on the verge of economic collapse, I'm amazed that gold is sitting where it is and not significantly higher, and I'm amazed that there hasn't been more interest in the mining companies themselves. You got the final word, man. What do you think?
Well, I'm a little surprised as well. I thought that a lot of these companies, particularly development companies that have a defined resource, might be getting a lot more play, particularly because we already know that a lot of these majors, they develop from outside. They go out, they have to go and they buy resource. And they're going to have to start buying a bunch of these companies over the next, say, 1 to 10 years. There's going to be a lot of demand for these companies and their deposits. And I think some of them look pretty inexpensive right now.
Some of them look really inexpensive. What you're talking about here is what companies that are known as project generators. And, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of the companies that I'm involved with definitely fall into that category. I think that's a really, really great place to be. Listen, you guys out there listening in, you have, for those of you listening from Canada, hope you had a great Canada Day yesterday. And for those of you listening in the United States, enjoy the 4th of July. It's, in my opinion, one of our most important holidays. Big Al is going to be right back with Roger Wiegand and Kevin Hudak. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations.
If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Steve Taylor had some interesting things to say about the disparity between commodity prices and share prices. You know, I look for that to discontinue here in the future. I think share prices are right around the corner from picking up significantly, substantially, I guess I should say, to the levels of the commodity prices. I am chatting right now with Trader Raj and with Kevin Hudak. Kevin is a stockbroker, a financial advisor. We're talking about what we are doing, what we think are the actions that people ought to at least consider. Not telling you what to do, because I am not a registered investment advisor. I'm just telling you, in this choppy environment that we're in, what I am doing. And I guess I'll start out first here and then turn it over to Kevin and then turn it over to Roger. But I am personally very, very optimistic in terms of the energy industry. And consequently, I've picked up a couple of situations. One of them is called Enbridge Energy Partners. That is a pipeline company that pays a dividend of 6.8%. I've also picked up another situation called Kinder Morgan Partners. That is also a pipeline company involved in the natural gas industry that pays a dividend of 6.25%. Why did I do that? I did that for two reasons. Number one, I like energy. And number two, I specifically like natural gas. Why do I like natural gas? Because with the new techniques that we've talked about with Keith Schaefer on this program in the past, fracking, etc., I think that the supply of natural gas is going to increase dramatically. What's that going to do in terms of the big picture? Well, what it's going to do is if folks who are, you know, the powers that be in this country, so to speak, are smart, they will use natural gas to take care of energy demand that is currently being met by oil, which is coming from the Far East, the Middle East, I guess I should say. I really am uncomfortable with our dependence on oil from countries like Libya, Saudi Arabia, et cetera, et cetera. Did you know, by the way, that Venezuela is the second largest source of oil for the United States? How about them apples? Kevin, what are you telling your clients to do right now?
Basically, everyone's nervous.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is diversify as much as we can inside the commodity arena.
Yeah.
And so with Roger leading the way with precious metals, the energy is a really great spot to be. I'm looking at natural gas also. Some of the natural gas trusts in southern Canada gives you the benefit of being in Canadian dollars along with a dividend that they pay.
Sure.
There is a bigger company, TransCanada, is a pipeline corporation. They don't own the oil that they ship, but they ship oil all over the Canada into the United States. It's paying 4.2% dividends, so that's also a great play.
Yep.
And then along in the commodity areas, the soft foods, the soft commodities, there's a couple ETFs where you can actually play the grains themselves.
Yeah.
Someone else takes care of the futures. Basically, the ETF is a futures, but my clients don't have to worry about that. They're tied into the ETF, and they pay the fees for that, but it's all taken care of for them, and it's working really well.
I like agriculture a lot, too. I think that's a sector that is really got some potential for profits for folks who invest in it. Interest of full disclosure, again, I told you about the two energy plays that I'm involved in. I also bought some Monsanto, much to the chagrin of a couple of our listeners. A lot of people think that with their engineered seeds, et cetera, Monsanto isn't the best place to be from a moral standpoint. I really don't know much about that because I'm not an agricultural guy. I know that in general, however, I really do like the ag industry. Roger, how about you, buddy?
Absolutely. In the futures and commodities this season, this cycle through this year, we probably have more grain trades on than ever. They're all spreads. They're all long. And obviously, the last couple of days, those trades have been down because grain sold off. But we've already gotten new information that China's coming back in to buy now because the prices are good. One of the big banks in New York put out a report taking the other side, the long position, against the USDA report, which was saying that the farmers were going to have plenty and things were hunky-dory and it's good. In agriculture, we see a host of problems. Millions of acres not planted, millions of acres flooded. Some of them have been planted three times, washed out fertilizer, washed out train tracks. Trains have been diverted, hauling both coal and grain. The Mississippi is flooded, still remains so. That flooding caused a big accident with grain barges or some kind of barges on the Mississippi. So they've got difficulty all the way around. And then we've got the lower one-third of the whole United States that's in a major drought. Texas has just went into an emergency situation for farmers throughout the whole state. So from the big picture, fundamentally, agriculture looks like a home run. Now, on the energy side, we got oversold on oil, but oil today for August is up to $95 again. We own oil spreads to the long side. We're not that far away from winning on that trade. And then in the newsletter, of course, we've had trades for call options on oil companies. And usually if you watch the top two or three big ag companies and watch the behavior of the stock, like Cargill, ADM, and some of the other ones, the one that Kev mentioned, you're going to see some good opportunity. So the commodity sector is growing. The U.S. dollar is going to get weaker. As it gets weaker, commodities go faster on the long side.
Kevin, I'm curious about one thing. You know, you've got a pretty good pulse on the market, and we have a very, very interesting, you know, I've got to make listeners aware, we're recording this on Friday, Friday just before the market closes. So we've got some interesting things going on in the markets right now, and I'd like your comments on that. Number one, gold is off about $16 an ounce. Silver is also off, not quite, well, it's off 94 cents. So from a percentage standpoint, that's a bigger number. But when you look at the conventional markets, the Dow is screaming. It's up 154 points. The NASDAQ is up 38 points, but then, you know, you look at the dollar. The dollar's down on the index. It was up this morning a little bit. Okay, now it's down 74.35 on the index. And the price of oil, people are saying, well, the price of oil is going in the toilet. Well, it's still at 94.83. It was down around 90 just a few days ago. What's your assessment, Kevin, of what's happening in the market this day before a three-day weekend in the United States here with 4th of July coming up on Monday?
From what I can tell, the Dow, the S&P, they're range-bound. They're stuck in this 11,950 or 900 to 12,750. It gets up to that 12,750, and it hits a barrier and comes right back down.
Yeah.
We're seeing that in the U.S. dollar also. The U.S. dollar is kind of range-bound between 74 and 76. And so if you look at the gold is really range bound somewhere here between 1470 and 1520.
Yeah.
Silver has been all over the place because of its giant run in
sure.
April, and then it's, you know, reversed. But, you know, from the long term, if you're looking at January, and I have told you that silver's at $34 in July 1st, everyone would be ecstatic.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I think it's a question of perspective.
Yes.
In where you're at in the market. And that's the one thing that I try to constantly reinforce with my clients is you've got to look at your perspective. Yeah, it may be down today, it may be down for the week or the month, but from where we've come from in the last 6 months, we're still sitting on very good gains.
Oh, no question about that. Yeah, and I think that one thing we could say about, you know, the situation in the market today, you know, focusing here on precious metals in general, is that, you know, it's July 1st. Summers are typically not all that great for precious metals. But, you know, having said that, this summer has been very, very different. And I don't find it surprising that the market in terms of gold and silver is taking a little bit of a rest periodically. I think that that's a very normal thing to happen, and it's, you know, as I continue to be bullish on the sector. Big Al's going to be right back with Jeff Deist of Congressman Ron Paul's office.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got my buddy Jeff Deist with me right now. Jeff is an attorney. He is the chief of staff for my hero, and I know a lot of you folks out there's hero, Congressman Ron Paul. We were chatting off the air a little bit about what's going on in Texas economically. You know, very, very successful, certainly when you put it in the context of some of the other states. Let's talk about Minnesota that Thursday night just declared that shut down, you know, lack of money, et cetera, et cetera. That's not happening in Texas. You know, the trials and tribulations that are going on in places like California ain't going on in Texas. You know, I think that our current administration really needs to go in the direction that's going on down there. Now, Jeff's boss, the congressman, is from Texas. He represents a lot of people from that particular state, represents them very, very successfully. So we're going to talk about what's going on in Texas and why perhaps, take out the word perhaps, and why our administration should emulate what's going on down there, because it is definitely working. Jeff, paint a picture for me, would you? You know, economically, Texas is doing okay right now.
Well, it sure is, Al, and you got to understand that relative to most other states, Texas has a much more business-friendly landscape.
Yeah.
Both in terms of there's no state income tax, it's a right-to-work state, energy costs tend to be pretty low, the cost of land and building facilities tends to be pretty low. And if you want to move your folks there and run a business, they can buy houses for a reasonable amount.
Right.
So you've got businesses in high-cost areas like California where the tax and regulatory burden is through the roof, and the unions are running the show at the state and local level. The pension obligations are enormous, and businesses, you know, are asked to bear a lot of this cost. And so it makes Texas very attractive to them. Also on the environmental and regulatory landscape, Texas is more willing to accommodate business. We don't have a not in my backyard philosophy. We welcome oil and gas. We welcome chemical. We welcome all kinds of industries in Texas. So, you know, we're obviously very happy that Texas has lower unemployment. We're very happy that that there's more job opportunities in Texas. We just recently had a big Caterpillar manufacturing facility break ground in Victoria, Texas, which mm-hmm. is in my boss's district. Obviously, they're an Illinois-based corporation. They're going to build these giant excavators in Victoria, Texas, mostly for sale to Asia. and they're going to ship them out right there through the Gulf of Mexico. And it's a gigantic win for the folks in Victoria. Not just that there's going to be a bunch of great jobs out that when this factory's done, but just it's the enormity of the facility itself. Just building it takes a few years and employs a ton of people.
We have a large contingent of very loyal listeners down in Corpus Christi, and you know, and I have to say to you folks, you guys are living in truly the right place. You know, Jeff, I was kind of on a personal note. I was playing golf yesterday with a fellow who lives up here 5 months out of the year, and then 7 months a year he lives in Texas, somewhere down around Houston, a suburb of Houston. And he actually is leaving, even though this fellow's been retired for probably 20 years, he is actually leaving the Northwest, you know, for the 5 months that he spends here, and moving back down to Texas full time, because he said the environment, aside from the fact that it's really hot, you know, during the summers down there, he's talking about 95, you know, temperature and humidity. But he said, in spite of that, he said the general attitude down there is so much healthier than it is almost any place else. You know, people care. People are Americans. People are trying to do the best that they can for themselves and their neighbors. The welfare system is not nearly as entrenched in Texas as it is in some of the other states. You know, and as you say, it's a right-to-work state. It's a state that does not have a state income tax. Everything from a business standpoint is really, really working. You know, and I have to say, from the experiences that I've had down there, from a social standpoint, it's also really working. I mean, your boss represents the philosophy of most Texans, correct?
Well, sure. There's more rugged individualism in
right.
Texas. There's still more of an independent mindset. There's not as much of an entitlement and welfare mindset in Texas. And there's still more of a pro-business, let's get things done outlook. It's a state that has not yet been overrun by unions and entitlement seekers.
It is really an interesting situation down there. And I have to wonder, you know, Jeff, we talk a lot on this program about what's wrong, you know, both in the United States and also around the world. You know, and I can go on and on and on, and I know you can too about that. You know, the administration, you and I think, is taking us down the wrong path. You know, you look at what's going on abroad. You look at Greece. You look at Portugal. You look at Spain. You look at Ireland, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know why, you know, when you look at what's going on in Texas, it just, you know, they're not geniuses down there. They're just using basic common sense. Why the heck doesn't the rest of the world do that? I don't get it.
Well, it's all about what you think government ought to do.
Yeah.
And in Texas, there's relatively less of it. So Texas prospers relative to the other states. I mean, it really is as simple as that. If you let people do what they want to do, and we're a country that's blessed with natural resources, there's still opportunity out there.
There's a lot of opportunity out there. Let's talk a little bit about your and the congressman's philosophy, you know, as to where this country really ought to be headed. You know, I think, I don't have anything personally against our president, and how could I? I don't know the man on a personal level, you know, but his agenda is very, very different from what I think the agenda in this country should be. In terms of income redistribution, increasing welfare, etc., that basically cripples the country, Jeff, in my opinion. Let's talk a little bit about how you and the congressman feel about this situation.
Well, Al, the left has never been shy about their long-term goals, and they are very happy to use incrementalism in reaching them. Now, those of us who are on the liberty side of things, we don't have time for incrementalism. It's
right.
too late. We
right.
need to radically restructure our federal government, and we need to radically change people's minds about what the role of that federal government is. And where we got to start is on two fronts. One, the entitlement front, which is Medicare and Social Security. And number two, of course, is the foreign policy front, because both of those are multi-trillion dollar budget items, and that's really where the cuts have to be made. You can't cut, you know, bridges to nowhere and ag subsidies and these kinds of things. The real money is in entitlements and in foreign policy, and that's where the trillions of dollars are. We need to start letting younger people opt out of these entitlements while we leave enough money to ensure that the older folks who are dependent on them are going to get paid just fine. And we need to start opting out of policing the world. It no longer matters, Al, what what opinions people hold on foreign policy. It really doesn't matter any longer what neoconservatives think or what isolationists think or what non-interventionists think. None of this matters. All that matters is that we're broke and we don't have the money and we're running out of avenues by which we can borrow that money.
We are completely broke. The example that I use on this show all the time is if you look at the financial statements of the United States, in just two of them, the income statement and the balance sheet, okay, and you use that as your criteria for investing in the United States, anybody with even a modicum amount of knowledge, you know, of accounting, finance, et cetera, would not invest in this particular country right now. And that's really sad, in my humble opinion. Now, having said that, okay, you know, you talk about military spending. The degree, I should say, of military spending is a really perfect example of a total lack of common sense. We're in Afghanistan. They don't want us there. We're spending billions of dollars. They don't want us there. They kicked the Russians out of there, okay? We're in Libya. We're spending a huge amount of money in Libya. Every day you read about more and more and more spending that's going on in there. How can the administration, how can our government possibly justify continuing, taking us down the road to financial ruin and spending money in places where people just simply don't want us and will never, ever accomplish anything? I don't get it, man.
Well, of course, this was all sold to us on the idea of it's making us safer, and it's the war on terror. And, of course, Mr. Obama, a charitable person might say he misled the Democrats who voted for him. A realist might say he lied about reducing our involvement overseas because he's done just the opposite. He's really continued the neoconservative policy.
Yeah, exactly.
In practice, if not in rhetoric.
Right.
And so there's been no changes there, and there really have to be. And I think regardless of what anybody says about foreign policy, the American people have to choose in the short term between their Social Security and Medicare benefits and continuing our overseas involvement. They'll choose Social Security and Medicare, believe me. They'll choose that in a heartbeat out.
Jeff, thank you so much, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Al.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.